AMRO.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There is no silver bullet solution to these price hikes that we see in oil prices. So we need to take a comprehensive approach. And one of the things we need to do is end that subsidy, because I think most Americans would agree with the president that it's simply crazy and unsustainable to continue to subsidize the oil and gas companies when we need to reduce our deficit and invest elsewhere.
Okay. So there's no question, it seems to me, that most Americans wouldn't agree with much of anything Barack Obama has to say. Having said that, the White House press secretary there, Jay Carney, repeats the president's comments. There's no real silver bullet for reducing gas prices. That has not been the case in the past, so why is it different now, is the question a lot of people are asking. And that's where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to review the hot hits in talk radio and talk television that are being discussed on the radio. This is pretty much all about the radio. So we turn to radio host Jim Turner to get things started, talking here to Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com about the complicated reasons for all of the increases.
I felt lucky. I gassed up over the weekend. I went to one of the discount houses. I actually got gas for $3.69, which is a pretty good price right now. But people just want to know what's going on. We hear about these speculators and so on. I mean, this isn't just about supply and demand, is it?
Oh, I wish it was that simple these days, but just like you said, it's very complex now. Virtually anybody can get into energy markets and trade. You know, the visual of Joe Smith sitting in a bathrobe at home trading energy, that's kind of what we are seeing a little bit going on here. Anybody can get in, and certainly a lot of folks getting in the markets, and that's fueling up prices as people look to get in the markets. You know, a lot of people anticipating that prices will continue to rise, and that's why the money continues to flow in and prices continue to go up. So, but at least a little bit of good news, prices haven't moved a whole lot in the last week for once. It's kind of a nice change.
So what's going on here with the president? The president wants to have the Justice Department as a task force going to look into this. Is there anything illegal going on here?
You know, it's very difficult to determine. You know, and a lot of politicians have already in the past said, hey, let's do something, guys. But a lot of the time, you know, hopefully this time will be different, but a lot of the time it's just political talk and it's just smoke and mirrors. You know, it's an attempt to drum up support ahead of the elections. And, you know, like I said, it'd be great if this actually came to fruition, but you have to think. This has been talked about for years in the past. Why has nothing been done? And if prices go down, I'm sure you'll hear the chatter slowly fade. So there is something that can be done. The CFTC has looked into it for quite some time. But you know what? We haven't seen a whole lot of action now. And it's just getting to the point where we're overdue for some sort of action from politicians that have the power to look at this kind of situation.
Well, and we're heading into what will be the most driving period, which is the summer. I think it begins like at Memorial Day. There's more usage. Then I'm seeing stories now that inventories are actually down. So it doesn't look very good, does it? I mean, it looks like prices are just going to go up.
You know, it doesn't look very good. Like you had mentioned, inventories are down. Actually, just in the last 4 weeks, they're down, you know, close to 13%. And you know, that's not out of the norm. A lot of this time of your refineries begin undergoing maintenance to get ready for the summer driving season. That's part of the reason inventories drop. But also, you know, inventories are now below average for the first time in 2 years. And so this is kind of a new thing. You know, in the last few weeks, we'd looked at Libya and the problems going on in the Middle East. And now, of course, perfect timing, inventories are dropping to very low levels.
So would you like to offer a forecast here of where we're going to be, like, in a month or so?
Well, if nobody chops my head off, I'm going to have to call it like it is. And I do expect that prices will peak at some point in May. Last year, it was the first week in May when prices peaked. And, you know, frankly, we can't see it quick enough. I'm sick of paying high prices. I expect that by Memorial Day, prices could be another dime to 20 cents higher than where they are today. But then as we go into June, prices should moderate ever so slightly. Don't get me wrong. A lot of the year we'll spend over $3 a gallon, but at this point, any sort of drop in price, I'll take.
All right. So there's some moderately interesting information about where we are and why we're there. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Want to speculate on the speculators? We'll certainly take that information in tow as we listen to a lot of the calls from around the country that are attached to some of these stations and programs that we listen to. We edit them. We listen sometimes to your stuff, edit it, put it together. Sometimes you're live when you call us at 800-510-8255. Here are another radio program hosted by Preston Scott with Eric Eggers talking about the psychology people are using and the way they're filling up their gas pumps.
I mean, last time I filled up my gas tank, $74. Buddy.
That's what you get for having one of those really terrible SUV-related things.
Well, I get about 18 to 19 per gallon, but still, $74. I mean, it literally caused me to just gulp.
You realize that the time of, like, you saying you get 17 to 18 miles per gallon, like, that's akin to saying, I don't know, like, we used to get four channels on the television. I mean, the age is coming where that that will just be gone.
And people
will
say,
17, 18 miles a gallon. What about if you switch it over to UHF? How many channels did you get then?
You want an 8-track with that too, pal?
That's what I'm saying. And you could say whether or not that's good for the economy, whether or not that's going to impose unnecessary requirements on manufacturers or whatever. But I'm serious. 30 years from now? No way.
Well, here's what's interesting. The psychology of filling up a gas pump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, the gas tank. For example, do you wait till the very last moment to fill up your gas tank because you want to milk every last drop out of that tank within reason? Or do you try to keep your purchases, even though you're spending more monthly, there's nothing you can do about it. But do you fill up more frequently just for the sheer mental relief of not paying $70 to fill your gas tank? Are you filling it when it's half empty?
Well, we've always heard, and I think this is true, that it's better to fill it up when it's half empty because otherwise you're spending more money on the gas, like the fumes, something about the fumes and the chemical composition. This is what I get for not being that great at science.
I know that it works. Your fuel pump has to work extra hard if you let it go low.
Right.
I
think there's something about the fuel efficiency of the vehicle as well or the amount of fuel you're actually pumping. I feel like that's one of those things that AAA always tells you, hey, you know, make sure your tires are inflated and fill up your gas tank. Don't wait till it gets all the way empty. That actually costs you money in the long run.
Well, here's what's interesting. You mentioned AAA. Since the beginning of March, we're now 2 months in to where gas prices have just gone nuts. Okay, they were going up, but they've just gone crazy in the last 60 days.
Thank you, Libya.
AAA reports an 18% increase in the number of roadside calls for people running out of gas.
Okay.
Now, that tells me people are milking it, and they can't bring themselves to put gas in the tank. Or is it people just don't have any money, and they can't put gas in their car?
I think the latter. Don't you? 800-510-8255 as our focus on the price of gasoline you're paying and the craziness of it, the reasons for it. And that's what's in the focus here. 15 past the hour. This is the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Flowers blooming, soccer starting, dust bunnies flying. All signs that say, Candace, stock up at Sam's Club.
Member Candace Reed on the Sam's Club Spring Stock Up event with big savings on brand name essentials like Cascade, Glade, Quilted Northern, and more. Not a member? Join now, get a gift card up to $25, and watch the savings add up.
It's a sure sign you're at Sam's Club.
Stock up for spring April 25th to May 3rd at Sam's Club and samsclub.com. Savings made simple.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance.
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, through April 30th, get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with a purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
800-510-8255. The focus on gas prices now continues on the countdown with radio host Mac Watson, Larry Gatos, and Becky Lynn talking about the rising number of thieves who are siphoning gas out of cars everywhere.
If you actually see a guy with a hose in his mouth kneeling down beside a gas tank at the rear of a car, he's stealing.
He's stealing your gasoline.
He is siphoning gas from your vehicle.
But when you put the hose in... Hold on. Wait a minute.
All right, this is how you do it.
Well, you put the hose in the gas tank.
Right. Okay. And then first of all, you have to get a long enough hose, because the hose has to be long enough that it actually creates you can't just do it with a little bitty hose, okay? Mm-hmm. You've got to get a long enough piece of hose, and then you snake it into the gas tank.
It's not like when you water your bushes with that kind of hose.
No, that's too thick.
That's too thick. I don't know.
Gravity has to be involved somehow, right?
See?
Yeah. All right.
See? Becky did not grow up in the Tony suburbs. See?
I know.
Did not grow up in the Tony suburbs. So you got to make sure that his gravity's involved. Then you suck. On the hose.
On the hose.
And draw the gasoline out.
Yeah, but the gasoline goes in your mouth?
A little bit. Then you got to spit it out real fast. What I would suggest is take a match and just light it on fire to get rid of the taste.
I don't think so.
Just light your mouth on fire, Gene Simmons.
All right, so you're basically saying don't do that with a cigarette in your mouth.
No. Oh, you know what I saw the other day?
No, what did you see the other day?
There was, and I am not lying about this, there was some dumb lady working at a gas station on her break.
Okay.
Walking around the gas pumps and the flammable liquid nitrogen pumps.
With a cigar?
With a cigarette. With a cigarette.
Not good.
You work here, lady. You should know better.
I also heard you're not supposed to go near any of the gas tanks with a phone.
No.
Because you'll get set on fire.
Right.
There you go. Brilliant stuff, right? People are brilliant. People are funny, actually. But this is no laughing matter. A lot more info and your calls coming up on the price of petroleum. And 800-510-TALK is the way to get into us here on the countdown.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us.
Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Abuse.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What is your stake in all of this? When you think about the energy costs, what's it doing to your retirement account? Your earnings, your ability to pay your bills, all that other stuff. You hear the stories of people who are running out of gas because they wait till the last minute to try to find the cheapest gas. It's a pretty perplexing situation. Stand by for your caller time. Right now, though, another radio host, John Williams, here talks to David Sakuda from the Petroleum Council. And the focus here are the taxes you're paying in the price of gasoline.
If we're paying, just say, $4 a gallon, it's more than that for some. Poor Don up front here at the radio station's paying $4.29. $4.29, right, Donna? $4 a gallon. I was wondering how much of that goes to taxes. So we looked it up. And about 90 cents of that goes to taxes. Does that sound like a lot to you or a little? 90 cents on the gallon at $4 a gallon. One of the components is a percentage, so it kind of fluctuates. We pay 18.4 cents on the gallon for the feds. We pay 19 cents on the gallon to the state, 5 cents to the city, 6 cents to the county. On a gallon of gas, we pay 1.1 cents for an environmental underground storage tax. And then in Illinois, we pay 10% as a sales tax, which on $4 a gallon would be 40 cents. At $5 a gallon would be 50 cents. Currently then, you add all those up, and on a $4 gallon, you're paying about 90 cents. David Sakuda is the executive director of the Illinois Petroleum Council. Do I have it about right there, David?
Your math is good, John. How are you today?
Yeah, but the policies maybe aren't.
We have a built-in disadvantage here that is really hurts consumers when prices go up.
Why do you say that?
Well, especially the sales tax. So we have to put it in a context. Every state has some kind of a state gas tax. Ours is that 19 cents is middle of the road. I think Georgia's the lowest at 7.5. Somewhere out west, I think it's 33 or something. So we're middle of the road on the gas tax. Every state pays the federal gas tax of the 18.4, and just about every state has some kind of a modest storage tank tax. Ours is 1.1. But when you look at what makes us stick out, and this is where it's just kind of a, you know, a nagging injury that tears every day for Illinois gasoline consumers, there's only 7 states that charge sales tax on gas. Most states have sales taxes, but since gas is taxed so many other ways, they exempt gasoline. Here in Illinois, gasoline is taxed, plus Chicago has, I believe, the highest sales tax in the country. So that 10%, and as you mentioned yourself, it floats with the price. So as the price goes up, the tax gets bigger. And then we're just about the only state I can find that allows local taxes on right. top of all the other taxes. So, when you add it up, it's a big number in Illinois, and it really distorts the price that we have to pay here.
And this is true if you live in Oak Park and Carbondale. They have city taxes as well. But just let's do Chicago for a second. So if you live in Chicago, you pay a city tax.
Yes,
you
pay 5 cents a gallon.
You pay the Cook County tax.
6 cents a gallon.
You pay the state tax.
19.
You pay the United States tax.
18.4.
And then just because you live in Illinois, they're then going to charge a sales tax based on the purchase price.
10% in Chicago.
Which, and by the way, all those taxes, you're paying a tax on those taxes then, aren't you? Because they are added to the purchase price.
Yes. Yes, it is a tax on a tax.
Wow. I mean, that's there aren't
that's
many
the
other
reason we're the biggest tax collector outside the IRS in the country. I mean, we don't enjoy that title, but that's where it is.
Chicago is the biggest taxer outside of the IRS?
No, the oil companies. I mean, we collect more taxes than anybody outside the IRS in the United States.
Wow. Isn't that amazing, huh? Those of you who live in Illinois, you feel pretty special listening to that, right? 800-510-8255. If you're an independent trucker, this thing is really affecting you. I'd like to hear from some of those folks as well, as we have time for a few of your calls coming up on the countdown. This all start with a BP oil spill. Who wonders that?
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of the incredible edible egg.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Word of the guarantee.
If there isn't a shortage and we have enough, why the hell are they doing this to the American people? This is so beyond unfair that, you know, we know we got to pay taxes. We know we got to pay this one. We got to do this. But now, you know, we just got to the place where we could drive and see family. We could start moving around again. And now they bent us over one more time. What the hell, man?
They bend us over one more time. Gasoline prices. And your thoughts, 800-510-8255. It's Tuesday, the 26th of April, and this is a big problem for politicians, for the president especially, because this is not something that they expected, apparently, to be as much of a problem, and they don't know what to do about it. Back to inexperience, it would seem. What are your thoughts about this? How much are you paying? Have you been checking out these websites that help you find the cheapest gas? Does it really work? Can you help us go to one that's particularly good, effective, if you will. 800-510-8255. What do you think of all of the taxes that are hidden in the price of gasoline? Roger calls the countdown from Jackson, Tennessee. Yes, Roger, please go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Doug. Hi. I'm running through a kind of a storm here out of Memphis. I hope you can hear me all right.
I hear you fine.
I'm an independent truck driver, and we get a discount on our diesel fuel right now. Yesterday it was $3.80 a gallon. Monday, I filled up, it's over $800. That will last me about 2.5 to 3 days, and I have to do it again. Now, I know shippers are going to say, well, we give them a fuel surcharge. Well, it never keeps up with a jump of fuel.
Right. You know?
So it's really hurting us. I think the problem is not the speculators so much as the lack of action that the administration is taking. We're just sitting back and twiddling our thumbs. You know, yesterday they said Shell was denied a permit to drill because of some air, regulations.
Yeah.
It's just the lack of doing anything is the problem.
Well, it's what it is we've become, as somebody said to me yesterday, over-regulated, re-regulated. We've become afraid of ourselves. We've let things get out of control because we give over and then we give up. And it's time for us to not be doing that anymore, especially given the fact you guys who are independent truckers, I don't know how you do it. I thought from time to time, what would it be like if I had to do that? I love to drive, and I understand how to drive a rig like yours. But, you know, you have, unless you can bring your wife or your spouse, there are women who are doing the same thing. Unless you can bring your spouse on the road with you, you have no life. It's in the truck, and that's it.
And well, I'm at home every night. I just drive Memphis to Nashville back and forth most of the time, about 500 miles a day, but I'm home every night. But we need some leadership in the trucking industry. We could stop all this if everybody would just shut out for about 3 or 4 days. We'd get some attention.
Yep, I think you're right about that. If we just stopped, remember the old days of the gas boycotts back in the whatever era? Yeah. We need to be more, as we've become, as I have said a number of times recently, especially, we're so focused on these screens, the flat screen, whether it's the computer or whether it's our television or whether it's the iPod or whatever it is. We're getting lulled to sleep by all of this stuff. Oh, we want to be entertained. Well, that doesn't help us get ahead in this circumstance. Roger, I'm appreciative of your call. Thank you very much. Good luck. Drive safely. I know you do. Dean's in Appleton, Wisconsin, and you're on the air, Dean, right now talking about gas prices.
Hello, Doug.
Hi.
You remember when President Obama and Congress had so much determination and energy to try and pass this health care plan?
Yes.
Even though more than 60% of the country didn't want it?
Yes.
Well, President Obama, he throws his hands up in the air and says there's nothing we can do about it. You mean, Mr. President, you can't try and cut through the red tape and the politics and try and figure something out to try and ease these prices and help out the American consumer with the same kind of energy and determination that you and Congress had to try and pass that health care bill? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does make sense if you understand that people now will say anything. Maybe that's always been the case, say anything to get elected. And then you know, it's a mockery now. It's become a punchline for jokes, hope and change, you can believe in, all of that stuff. If the price of gasoline doesn't stabilize in the next year, Obama hasn't got a chance in hell of getting reelected. And somebody there must know that. This is something, I mean, that's all this guy thinks about is getting reelected. And that's the case with most. That's why we ought to have 1 6-year term for the presidency. And that's it. That's one of the things the evolution will hopefully bring us. Gasoline costs 26% more this year than it did last year. 7 in 10 Americans say they are fed up with this. This is a hardship beyond what they had expected as the recovery sort of hits a snag, and that's another thing. The ratings for the president suffering now badly as well, we think they might. All right, Dean, thank you. 800-510-8255 is a poll released this week for ABC News that finds the president's job approval rating 13 points lower than it was even a month ago, and they blame him for the gas problems. And as this gentleman, or I think the one before, said, the people applying for permits to drill, you hear a lot of that, drill, baby, drill. This is a serious hardship. People like me who are farmers, in addition, this is another nail in the coffin of family farmers, because you just can't be buying fuel and making it work at these kind of prices. The good thing is there's more biodiesel around. People are making it. You can use oil to a certain extent, depending on the temperature outside. But the economy relies on the price of fuel. Political support rests heavily on economic performance, and these prices of gasoline are just unsustainable. Here, you can imagine what it's like around the rest of the world where prices have been higher. In some circumstances, if you go over year to year, it's 29% since the beginning of the year. It's up 44%, and this time some places 54%. And that's a real hardship. So what are we doing about it? 800-510-8255. From ABC News, Neil Kotiski reports on the effect the rising gas prices are having on just about everything we do and everything we touch.
In Seattle today, there is something that could keep a cancer patient from getting chemo treatment.
It's robbing the profit margin from this pizza before it's even made. And it's pushing commuters to ride to work with complete strangers. Gas prices. You've heard the news. Gas is expensive. But there is a hidden cost, too, and the impact is reverberating through a bigger slice of daily life than you might imagine.
I think twice before hopping into my car and going anywhere these days.
Barbara Hayes is a volunteer driver for the very sick and very old.
It's to the point now you really see a difference in your bottom line.
I used to think that. It is just, you know, 3 cents a gallon more. What's that? But it's turned out to be like a dollar or two more. And when you're filling up with 10 or 15 gallons, it really adds up.
Barbara's meticulous logs tell the story. Her nearly 100 miles of volunteer driving a week add up to roughly $60 a month she can't afford. You can't see it, but gas prices loom large over every plate served at Seattle's five-spot restaurant. General Manager Jessica Skye Bolt says the owners are eating a massive cost increase because they're afraid of losing customers if they raise prices.
So what's it doing to your budget?
It is sending our food costs through the roof.
A walk through the restaurant's kitchen shows the domino effect. Gas charges have pushed pork chops up 20 cents a pound. Sirloin, nearly a dollar a pound. Chorizo sausage up 36 cents. And bacon up 40 cents a pound.
The increase in bacon, about a $75 increase per week.
$75 a week?
Yes.
Just from the price of gas?
From the price of gas.
And at Olympia Pizza right next door.
How do gas prices affect the pizza business?
A lot. Affects a lot. Every week I have new products coming in. Always passing new prices. I mean, up and up and up and up and up.
Not to mention his own gas bill because he shops local markets for fresh ingredients.
It's coming a problem because I figure out 1 month cost me around $175 more to $200 a month.
In your gas money?
Just my gas money.
It's not just the food. The basic businesses of every town are affected, from the grocery store to florists and movers now adding fuel surcharges. And everything from toothpaste to plastic water bottles and even house paint is going up as a result. Want to fly somewhere? Fuel prices are pushing airplane tickets up 7% just this month. And consider this, every $1 increase in the price of gas is estimated to cost the average household $1,000 in annual expenses.
All right, how do you like that with your spaghetti and ravioli? 800-510-8255. Lots of things to talk about. And so let's go back to your phone calls. Daryl's in Memphis listening to KWAM. Daryl, please go ahead. You're live on the countdown.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Well, how about you?
Doing great, doing great. I don't really think there's a lot that the president can do because our oil is actually is sold on the world market. It's a world
commodity. Well, why couldn't the president and some of the politicians change that reality? Just pass a law that says everything that's produced in America stays in America.
Well, when that happens, then it becomes a thing of you're a socialist. You know, we start throwing these words.
I don't know.
You know, you're communist. You're against free business.
Yeah.
You know, you're against capitalism. You hear all those arguments.
You hear. And it becomes a lot of idle talk. And, in fact, when it gets right down to the well-being of the country, do you agree with me that political support for Obama is dwindling because the cost of petroleum is pushing the economy back to the brink?
Well, yeah, I can agree with you to a certain degree on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's other issues which causing the decline, you know, of his popularity. You know, if he tapped into the reserves, that might help a little bit.
Right.
All right.
Thanks for your input, sir. Nice to hear from you. Donna up in Alaska. Go ahead, Donna. You're on the countdown live as well.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling also about the gas prices here. We have a commercial fishing site. It's approximately 30 miles out from where we live. And there's my dad, my uncle, my brother, and I, and we all drive separate vehicles. We have about three or four trucks down there. And the gas prices here and where I live at is in Kenai is about $4.50 right now.
$4.50.
And about $4.50 a gallon. And I have a 5-year-old daughter, so she has to ride in the car with me. We can't load her up in the truck. And just recently, these last couple of years, we'll just leave the trucks down there where it's pretty vulnerable because a lot of tourists come down here and camp and stuff.
Yeah.
And
so it's affecting.
I mean, we have generators.
It's affecting you across the board, and that's what's so sad about this. Thanks for telling us your story, Donna. Best of luck. 45 past the hour. Libya up next in the Focus on the Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
New data from Fidelity Investments estimates that a 65-year-old couple retiring this year will need $230,000 to pay for medical expenses throughout retirement. And that does not include the cost of nursing home care. Healthcare will likely be one of the largest expenses Americans will face in retirement. And 68% of pre-retirees say these costs are one of their top three financial worries. Brad Kimmler of Fidelity Investments.
Most people don't realize until it's almost too late that they don't have access to retiree medical benefits. What we're advocating is that people do a retirement income plan and include in that income plan an allowance for health care costs in retirement, because that number is only going to grow over the coming years.
Call 1-800-FIDELITY to speak with a representative who can help you incorporate these costs into your plan. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. I'm John Tridden.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Right now, there's just not enough momentum by the rebels, even if they're better armed, to break through to Tripoli. There's not deep support for Gaddafi, so my recommendation to NATO and the administration is to cut the head of the snake off. Go to Tripoli, start bombing Gaddafi's inner circle, their compounds, their military headquarters in Tripoli. The way to get Gaddafi to leave is have his inner circle break and turn on him, and that's going to take a sustained effort through an air campaign. I think the focus should now be to cut the head of the snake off. That's the quickest way to end this.
the now famous quote from Senator Lindsey Graham, and now that appears to be what NATO is doing and what our involvement is. There was an attack. NATO attacked the compound yesterday where Gaddafi's people are. 51 past the hour on the countdown. We'll have some of your calls on this in a moment.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from Fear of Falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. We're talking about Libya and the circumstances there, the NATO airstrikes that hit the Gaddafi compound. Three people are dead. Attack came after Gaddafi forces barraged the rebel city of Misrata this past weekend. 32 people were killed there. A lot of people were wounded. The government called NATO's strikes an assassination attempt on Gaddafi. Well, that's really what it is, isn't it? 800-510-8255. The U.S. is in there with Britain and France, and they have said they will not stop the air campaign until Gaddafi gives up power. Here's a reporter, Richard Engel, who's over there, and he saw what the Predator drones were doing as they are deployed in Libya.
Rebels claim Gaddafi's troops were driven out of Misrata, the city liberated, after NATO intensified airstrikes and Washington deployed armed Predator drones for the first time. Misrata is Libya's third largest city, just 120 miles from Tripoli. Tripoli is now the only major Libyan city still fully controlled by Gaddafi's government. What was leaving downtown Misrata? Just a new tactic from the Libyan colonel. Some opposition leaders worry Gaddafi's forces will simply slip back in civilian clothing, making them more difficult to identify, even with Predator drones. But even if the gains in Misrata are real, analysts say the NATO mission remains confused and unclear.
I don't think we've made up our own minds as to what we're trying to achieve. Are we trying to bring down the Gaddafi regime, which is not difficult to do? We could do that in 90 days. The tough part is, what do we do when Gaddafi's gone?
But the conflict in Libya is quickly becoming overshadowed by an explosion of violence in Syria, strategically far more important to stability in the Middle East. On Friday, the Syrian government unleashed one of the deadliest crackdowns since the Arab uprisings began. Amateur video shows what happened when Syrian security forces opened fire on tens of thousands of demonstrators, reportedly killing around 100. Even now, the death toll remains unclear. Saturday, the security forces opened fire again, shooting into crowds of mourners, killing more than a dozen. Al Jazeera's Rula Amin is one of the few reporters still working in Syria.
Every day, the list of demands by the protesters is getting longer and the goals higher. At the beginning, they were asking for just regular reforms. Now you hear more people talking about toppling the regime.
Two members of Syria's parliament have resigned in disgust. But so far, the government and its security forces appear united and clearly willing to kill their own citizens to remain in power.
Wow. You wonder, huh? The government of the United States yesterday considering imposing sanctions against Syria after the attacks were ramped up. White House spokesperson Tommy Vietor said the violence used by the Syrian government is completely deplorable, said the Obama administration is weighing a range of policy options to respond to the crackdown, including a freeze on assets and a ban on business dealings with anybody in our country. So we have more and more people being killed. And the missteps in the Middle East of people. This is where oil, we've become dependent on oil from this region. It's all destabilized. So it goes back to our earlier conversation of the price of gasoline. 800-510-8255. And then there, of course, are those people like Rich, who's calling from the Jacksonville area, thinks that we need to stop being involved as the policemen of the world.
I don't. To why we have the right to be the world police. We seem to think we can go into any country and we're no better off than Gaddafi or any one of the leaders. We're starving our people. The old people want to cut their benefits. They can't eat. We might not be bombing our citizens, but we're silently killing them. Starving them, failing to provide medical care, letting them die because they can't afford transplants and surgeries. Don't think Washington wouldn't do the same to all of us if we organized and rebelled against Washington.
Well, maybe that's a thought for us to hold in mind. Renee in Starkville, Mississippi, please go ahead.
The rebels have the history of forcing what they wanted to force Gaddafi to adopt a more extremist Islamic line. McCain went to Egypt to make sure that the Mubarak structure in Egypt stayed in place. The Egyptian military is now cracking down on the protesters from Tahrir Square. And in Bahrain, the Bahraini government has asked Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Kuwait into their own country to oppress their own citizens. They have broken the Geneva Convention against arresting doctors and forcing them not to treat the protesters. McCain is a warmonger, and he should be arrested for treason.
All right, not the first time we heard that. Thank you all for being here on our